The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. Coming up, I'll be talking with Jan Trauber, who is director of the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur, about their 2012-2013 Performing Arts Series and some of the other events that go on there. First, though, I'll be talking with Manus McGuire of the Brock McGuire Band. This is the final segment on our feature that's been going most of the week. For Erin Fesh in Peoria, the Irish Music Festival that happens in Peoria about this time every year. And it starts tonight and continues, or really, I guess this afternoon, and continues through Sunday. Brock McGuire Band will be appearing throughout the weekend at that festival. Hope you'll stay tuned. A little bit of the Beaumont Rag from an older recording by Alison Krauss and Union Station is called Two Highways. And my guest on this portion of Live and Local is Manus McGuire, who is half of the name of the Brock McGuire Band, Paul Brock being the other. Paul is the accordionist and melodeonist, and Manus being the fiddler in the band. It's a quartet of musicians, along with, just losing their names all of a sudden.
I can help you, Kevin.
Yeah,
Gary O'Mara is the name of our banjo mandolin player. He also does vocals. Gary is from Dublin. And the fourth member of the band is Dennis Carey. He's our pianist.
And he's a nice-sounding piano player. He does.
Oh, yeah, he's very good. Dennis is very well-regarded both at home and over here, not just for his piano playing, but for his arrangement and compositions. He's composed some very, very nice music that's been recorded by people all over the place.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the origins of the band. They go back,
many years. Yeah. Paul and I have been playing together since the late 80s. We formed, we formed a band called Moving Cloud that featured, obviously, the two of us with Kevin Crawford on flute, who now plays with Lunasa, of course, Maeve Donnelly on fiddle, and Carl Hessian on piano. And that band played together in Ireland primarily for many, many years, maybe 9-10 years. And then in the year two, with Kevin doing different things with the Lunasa and both Maeve and Carl doing different things musically as well, that band moved on, and Paul and I then, that band evolved, I suppose, into what's now called the Brock McGuire Band. That band formed in the year 2000.
And so you guys have a really nice chemistry, just the two of you. Obviously,
well,
developed over a long time.
I think it works, Kevin. The band has been playing, quite a lot of tours over here in the States. We enjoy coming over. We're always made feel very welcome here, and that's something that we really appreciate. And we try to get over as often as we can, you know, to do festivals or art centers or university centers, and we enjoy doing that.
And you've done some teaching here in the States as well.
I have. I teach fiddle. I've taught fiddle at a few different fiddle camps associated with general Celtic music camps, like, for example, Swannanoa down in North Carolina, outside of Asheville, North Carolina. I enjoy teaching down there. Jim McGill has brought me down a few times in the last couple of years to teach. And I've taught fiddle down there with both Martin Hayes and Kevin Burke as fiddle instructors and myself. So I enjoy that. And I also taught down in Dallas 2 years ago at what they call the O'Flaherty Retreat, just outside Dallas, a little town called Midlothian, Texas. And I really enjoyed that as well. So I do enjoy teaching. I teach both here and at home.
How easy is it to make a living playing music in Ireland?
Not so much in Ireland. You really have to tour. You have to you have to be prepared to travel. A lot of musicians travel in mid-Europe, places like Germany, France, and even further afield. And a lot of musicians come over here as well, to the States and to Canada. But to make a living from music, just confining yourself to Ireland would be very difficult.
And why is that?
Because we're a very small country. We're only 4.5 million people. And the number of the venues that would allow people of a size that would make things economically viable, in Ireland would be very few. You know, we've got our major city is Dublin, and even in Dublin there aren't too many spaces, as you call them, that would be very good for music to play of a big size. You know, our major cities are Dublin, Cork, Galway, and that's where most of the music would be. But a lot of the venues are very small.
I want to ask you about the new album, Green Grass, Blue Grass, and the notion of sort of combining traditional Irish and American bluegrass.
Yeah, we've been very interested in that concept for a number of years now, and a lot of our tours in the last, we say, 4 or 5 years have taken us into southern territory. And during that time, we were very fortunate to come across Ricky Skaggs, meet up with Ricky. We struck up a good friendship with him. And the idea, after a couple of meetings with him, the idea of doing a recording that would involve him to come on and guest and do a few tracks with us came about. And he was very interested in our music, and he was able to, he had a very keen awareness of how strong the influence of our music has been on the old Kentucky fiddle players that he used to hear as a boy growing up in Kentucky. I remember he spoke to us very early on about listening to an old fiddler down there, a fellow called Sanford Kelly, who he used to like. And he told us that, you know, he could hear in Sanford Kelly's music, in his fiddle music, he could hear that Irish fiddle tradition, the Irish fiddle style coming out in the tunes. He knew there was an Irish connection there. So it all evolved from that. And then a year and a half ago, we went into the studio with Ricky, into his own studio there in Hendersonville outside Nashville. And we recorded this album, which we, as you say, titled Green Grass, Blue Grass. And Ricky brought on a few of his friends on to do the tracks with us. He played mandolin himself. He had Brian Sutton doing guitar for us, and we knew Brian from before as well. Jeff Taylor doing accordion. Mark Fain on double bass. And, of course, the fantastic fiddle player based in Nashville, but originally from Florida, Aubrey Haney. So we had five bluegrass guys in the studio, four of us Irish guys, and it was just a fantastic feeling to work with these guys, and it was just brilliant. It was great excitement about the whole time recording. We really enjoyed it. It was a memorable, once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, let's hear one of the tracks from it. It's called Indian Springs. How many of the whole band are involved?
On this particular tune?
Uh-huh.
I think all of us did on this.
So all nine?
Yeah, all nine of us are on this track. Yeah, I believe they are. This was a composition that we liked. We heard, it's a composition of Kenny Baker and Blaine Sprouse. They co-wrote the piece, and two great fiddle players. And it's when we heard it first, we could hear an Irish reel in this. So we slowed it down and gave it what you would call the Irish treatment. And then the bluegrass guys took it off and speeded up the whole thing and got it really into the bluegrass vibe, and we all joined in. It was just it was a very enjoyable track to do, Indian Springs.
It's the Brock McGuire Band and guests from Green Grass Bluegrass. They'll be at Aaronfesh in Peoria tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. I'll give you the complete schedule coming up here on Live and Local. Called Indian Springs with the Brock McGuire Band and colleagues from Nashville area joining for this album called Green Grass, Blue Grass. Manus McGuire, my guest here on Live and Local. He's the fiddle player in the Brock McGuire Band, but there's a couple other fiddlers joining on that and that music as well. Your band, the Brock McGuire Band, has been doing not only traditional Irish music, but some other American and French-Canadian types of music for a while.
Yeah, we have been. I've been very interested in the traditional music of French Canada for many years. I spent some time over there in the early 80s. And my brother, Seamus McGuire, and I played in a group called Buttons and Bows with Jackie Daly and Gary O'Brien in the early 80s. And we toured here at the time. And we were very taken by the French-Canadian waltzes and the whole Ottawa Valley fiddle style. So the music of French Canada has been, the whole Quebecois scene with accordion primarily and fiddle, have been of great interest to me for many years. So the band, both that band, Buttons and Bows, and Moving Cloud, and now Brock Maguire Band, have taken on board some French-Canadian pieces that we like to include in our repertoire, both in concert and on recording.
And some other kinds of what you call American old-timey music.
Old-timey as well, yes. That music is of great interest to us as well. And we include some old-timey pieces like Dance Boatman Dance and Poor Old Liza Jane on this current CD, Greengrass Bluegrass.
That has to be kind of an amusing term for you guys, American old-timey, which isn't really all that old-time in the scheme of things.
I know what you're saying. And we enjoy it. I mean, the music is such a... It's a language all of itself, and the different music genres are very interesting to explore. So, you know, the idea of just playing Irish reels and jigs and hornpipes, which, after all, I suppose at the end of it all is our roots, that's fine. But we know when we're an all-instrumental band, I know Gary now does vocals, but, you know, primarily instrumental band, you do need to, in our program, we've discovered over many years, you have to give lots and lots of variety, and we do enjoy it. So apart altogether from the audience wanting this, we enjoy it ourselves. And it gives us a bit of a challenge, which I suppose we all need a challenge, don't we?
Well, I want to let everybody know when the Brock Maguire Band will be playing. You can check the schedule, if you forget this, at erinfeispeoria.com, erinfeispeoria.com. But you guys will be sort of all over. You'll be on the North Stage three times, Friday and Saturday at 5:45. So that's tonight and tomorrow, 5:45. And Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then in the kind of the intimate pub atmosphere of the Snug, twice, Saturday at 1:30, Sunday at noon. And as I understand it, from talking to one of the organizers earlier this week, that's kind of a situation where you play, you perform, but also people can perhaps join in, or not quite.
Yeah, I believe that is the situation. I wasn't fully briefed on that, but I think that's my understanding of the situation as well, which is rather nice, Kevin, when you think about it. It allows people to interact and, you know, talk to us, and, you know, it just makes it... I think people enjoy the interaction. It's much less formal and is much more easygoing and friendly, and that's nice. I mean, it's an opportunity for people to, as I say, come close and talk to us and go through different things. No doubt people will have questions about different aspects of the different styles and the different traditions. We're very happy to do the best we can to answer any of those questions.
And you may have some members of some of the other bands who are going to be at the festival popping up.
I'm sure we will. It'll be very informal, I would imagine.
Sort of like a session, but not quite.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Brock Maguire Band playing at Erinfest Peoria all weekend long. Paul Brock is the accordionist in the band. And Manus Maguire is my guest, is the fiddler, along with Gary O'Meara on banjo and mandolin, doing some singing. Dennis Carey is the pianist. And you can get more information on them by going to their website, which is, Manus?
It's brockmaguireband.com, BrockMaguireBand, band, brockmaguireband.com.
And you can find their album on iTunes and many other places, Greengrass Bluegrass. Let's hear another tune from there. This is called Moving Cloud. Does this also, Manus, involve all nine of the...
All the guests on the album are with us on this. It's the opening track, in fact. Moving Cloud is an Irish reel that was written, we believe, many years ago by Donegal fiddle player, a man called Neely Boyle. And it's a very well-played tune at home. A lot of people know the tune. It's very well established in the Irish repertoire. But we gave it we enjoy playing it, and we gave it our Irish treatment. And as I said, the bluegrass guys came in and gave it a lovely bluegrass treatment, we think. And it was very complimentary to what we were doing. So we used this as the opening track on the CD, Greengrass Bluegrass.
Well, it's a wonderful sound, a wonderful album, and I have a feeling it's going to show up in my collection before too long as
it's
well.
It's available as well, by the way, Kevin. I know you mentioned iTunes there. It's available if people want to buy the album over here. It's available through Compass Records down in Nashville.
Which means it's probably up on Amazon as well and just about anywhere else.
Yeah.
We can all go looking, and I certainly will. Manus, thank you very much for joining us on Live
and
Local.
Thank you, Kevin. I really enjoyed talking to you, and the best of luck to all of you.
Hope you enjoyed that. It was a tune called Moving Cloud, featuring the Brock McGuire Band and five bluegrass musicians from Nashville. The album's called Green Grass Bluegrass. Ricky Skaggs, probably the best known of those others. And Brock McGuire Band will be performing throughout the weekend at Ehrenfest in Peoria, which starts today. They'll be on the main stage at 5:45 this evening. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and we have on our companion station WYLL AM, as well as on our companion station WYLL TV, they'll be our source for your source for comprehensive coverage of the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. Each night of both conventions, NPR will bring live reports and analysis on WYLL AM 580, and the PBS NewsHour will have live coverage on WYLL TV. And all that begins next Monday, August 27th at 7 p.m. from the GOP National Convention in Tampa. WYLL, your source for in-depth election news. And of course, your source for music here on FM 90.9 and for really all kinds of music here on Live and Local. My next guest is Jan Trauber, who is director of the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur. They recently announced their 2012-2013 Performing Arts Series. That's on top of all of the events that they host from Millikan University, the various artistic branches there, art, theater, and music, all having a home at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center. And I want to say thanks to Jan for driving over.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I don't remember if we did a preview last year or not.
We didn't touch base. We did the year before.
Explains why when you walked in, I said, so how's your second year as the director? She said, this is the third year
right.
already.
Right, correct.
So I missed one in between. Mm-hmm. Well, talk about the center just in general. I know you have been working there for quite a while before you became the director, so
correct.
You've got a good feel for what's the space like.
Yes, absolutely. I've been there since 1999, started out in the box office, became patron relations manager later, and then moved into the director's position when our past director moved up to a vice president's position on campus. So we are a small Midwest liberal arts college in Decatur, Illinois, Millikan University, and our fine arts center is Kirkland Fine Arts Center. We have 1,903 seats in the auditorium, so it's a nice size auditorium, continental design.
What does that mean,
continental design? That there's no center aisle, so it's based basically on the design, European design that was used for old symphony halls, basically. So acoustically, it's wonderful. A lot of people don't care for the seating arrangement because it is difficult to get through if you're in the center. But
or get out if you have
exactly.
to.
Exactly. That's what I meant to say. So, but a lot of people still love the auditorium, and it is very beautiful, and I'm very proud of it.
Is there more than one performing arts space in the center?
Not in the center itself. On campus, we have a smaller venue that's called Albert Taylor Hall. Mm-hmm. And it's in Schilling, or it's Albert Taylor Theater, excuse me, and it holds just under 300 people. And then there's another space in the School of Music called Quaper Hall, holds under 100. So there's other venues on campus, but in our building, just the Kirkland
Big
Auditorium.
Concert Hall is
at Kirkland.
Is at Kirkland.
Correct.
So you host, I know you host the Millikan Decatur Symphony.
Yes, we do.
And they have a regular, they have
a
fairly
series
extensive
of six
season.
Events.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Plus, most of the School of Music things that want a larger hall.
Correct. Yes. School of Music events, theater and dance events, and they flesh out our year. And there's very few days that we aren't busy in Kirkland. The series is definitely smaller than it used to be, but we like to think there's more quality, maybe less quantity, but more quality. So trying to give our patrons what they are asking for. So trying some unique things last couple of years, unique to a fine arts center and to our series. But we've had very positive feedback, and we're very excited about the season. So,
and by the series, we are talking about the Performing Arts Series, which is Kirkland's own.
The Kirkland Performing Arts Series, correct.
Which opens with a group where we'll be, as we get closer to the date, I'll be having a conversation with at least one of the members of this group, which is called Three-Part Invention.
Right.
For those who know the music of Bach, they will get the reference. But tell us a little bit about these guys.
These gentlemen are three graduates of Juilliard, Yale, and Harvard, classically trained musicians who've gotten together, and they just do improv on Bach. I first saw the gentleman who kind of pulled this group together about 3 years ago at a convention. His name's Tracy Silverman. And he is a violinist. He plays electric violin, and he kind of draws you because he is so unique. When I saw him, he was playing classical music, but then he'd throw in a little Led Zeppelin. So very entertaining. And this group, again, they're all classically trained. They do improv on classical different classical pieces, but they also do original works. And, you know, you'll hear some interesting improvs from them that'll include, you know, maybe a little of things that aren't so classical, such as Led Zeppelin or just rock and that type of thing. The pianist is a Grammy nominee. He's toured with Peter Gabriel, the Doobie Brothers. He has a really interesting background.
Philip Auberg,
correct. Tracy Silverman, who I referred to earlier, has been with Turtle Island Quartet and with Bella Fleck, and two big jazz names. And then I just found out from Kevin, cellist, Mike Block, actually has family in Bloomington, and he's toured with Yo-Yo Ma. I did know that. So
yeah, Mike's dad is Glenn Block, who is the orchestra director at Illinois State University.
So that's very, very cool. I knew that he had a Central Illinois connection, but I wasn't exactly
certain. It's a pretty tight connection, yeah.
Yeah, very, very awesome. So we're hoping that people that love classical music will come out and see it, and people that aren't so familiar or maybe even, you know, interested in classical gives it a shot, because it is very unique music, but it's people that listen to it that aren't maybe ones that would be drawn to classical music really enjoy it.
Well,
so
let's give a little example. This is from their CD, which is simply called Three-Part Invention, Improvisations on Bach. There's a different cellist on this recording. Mike Block joined fairly recently. The cellist in this recording is Eugene Friesen, with pianist Philip Auberg and violinist Tracy Silverman. This is their take on an aria from Bach's Cantata 156. They call it Arioso. We'll hear a little bit of this, and you'll get an idea of both the Bach and the improvisation from Three-Part Invention. They'll be opening the Kirkland Fine Arts Center Performing Arts Series on Saturday, September 8th, in Decatur. Thank you. A little bit of three-part invention, which is both the name of a group and the name of the album, taking music of Bach and improvising around it in the various traditions of three musicians who are classically trained but nonetheless have bring different influences to their sound. Philip Auberg, the pianist, and Tracy Silverman, the violinist. He also plays six-string viola on some of the pieces. In this recording, it was cellist Eugene Friesen, but he has been replaced in the group by Mike Block, who will be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center, all three of them, on Saturday, September 8th, to open up their performing arts series at Millikan University in Decatur. Jan Trauber is director of the center and is with me on the program today to help get a little bit of an overview of what all is going on in that series. You have the Eagles coming up later in September, sort of.
Sort of. The Eagles. The next best thing. It's a group called Hotel California. It's a tribute band. And as I alluded to earlier, we are trying to kind of think outside of the box and bring some things in that probably some of our older patrons or more seasoned patrons would not consider fine art. I don't know, offerings, but it's what other patrons in our community have said, basically given us a big thumbs up for. This will be our third or fourth tribute band that we've brought. But again, it's Hotel California, a salute to the Eagles. And I've actually seen this group live about five times at different conferences.
So you're a fan.
I am a fan, yeah. They're awesome. They truly are. We don't really have a clip because they can't be recorded because they do other people's music. But they are, you'll hear other tribute bands that are sanctioned by the original group. And the Eagles actually still tour, so they're not going to...
I was going to ask. I didn't really know if they were around or they weren't around anymore.
They toured about 2 years ago, and they don't want to take that opportunity or that option away from their future. So, but this is the only band that they have given permission to do them as a tribute band. And how that came about is this band performs at the Epcot Center, and to do that, they had to get a letter for Disney from the Eagles saying, we approve of this band. So I think that's about as close as you can get to being sanctioned by the real deal. So they truly do look somewhat like the band in actions. Definitely on stage, you know, they do. They sound like the real thing. They truly do.
September 29th, Hotel California, paying tribute to the Eagles at 7:30. Not everything is at 7:30, so you got to check the times.
We do have one show that's at 8 o'clock, but it's because it's during homecoming weekend.
And that's the next one we're going to talk about.
It is.
Broadway's new hit musical.
It's Broadway's next hit musical,
Next hit musical.
And that's on Saturday, October the 6th at 8 o'clock. And this is the only event that is at 8 rather than 7:30. And this is our answer to another request by our patrons. We hear constantly, we want to see Broadway. And the cost of touring Broadway shows has just escalated, and it is nearly impossible for a center our size, and I shouldn't say really because of the size of the venue, we could support a touring company. It's just that we can't support the fact that most of them require you to sign a multi-night or multi-performance contract. Our community would just be able to support one, maybe, or possibly two, but they generally require much more than that. And tickets would be have to be at such a high price to recoup the amount to pay for a touring company. So anyway, we tried to, again, think outside of the box and find Broadway-ish shows. So this is, again, for Homecoming, and this is in conjunction with the Homecoming Committee, which is a Millikan University student committee. And together we are offering this. It is an improv group, comedic group. So it's a lot of fun. Every song is fresh, every scene is new, and every night's different. Basically, this is the only unscripted theatrical awards show. They're master improvisers, and they gather made-up hit song suggestions, and then they basically build a musical around that. So it truly is a fresh show every night. We're hoping that maybe it will be a little bit about Millikan because it is homecoming, which would be great fun. And we hope we have a lot of alum that come out to join us.
That'll be, on October the 6th, Broadway's next hit musical. And then some folks who have been on this show once playing live, but in a couple times in conversation, and have become quite the hit, to use that word again, at Millikan itself, the Millikan University Faculty Jazz Sextet, their holiday jazz program.
Correct. And this will be the fifth year in a row that we have done this. And every year we build audience. It's getting to be quite a popular event for the Christmas holiday. These guys are awesome. I love working with them as performers and just as faculty on campus. So, again, the musical faculty that are involved are Brian Justison, who's percussion, Ed Schaller, who is the bass player, Randy Raymond is trumpet, Dave Burdick is guitar, Perry Rask is saxophone, and Steve Wiedenhofer is a pianist. And they are fantastic. And I apologize.
And a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. Hopefully we will get them back, Kevin will, and get the gentleman back on the show closer to the holidays. But it is on Saturday, December the 15th. And it's just a nice, relaxing evening. And we have a an alum soloist that comes back, and her name's Angel Specia, and she is amazing. She's a jazz vocalist
from the Chicago area.
She's fantastic.
Maybe we could get her to come on, too, if the
I'm sure she would be happy to.
So that'll be holiday jazz. The preceding that, not part of the Performing Arts Series, but is part of a long tradition at Millikan University that brings people out for sellout crowds. I finally made it to this event 2 years ago, I think it was, is the Vespers, featuring all of the choirs. And it's a remarkable choral program, especially for a university that is as small as Millikan is.
It is, but we have a very, very strong School of Music department. Vespers means evening prayer. And there are over 350 singers and instrumentalists that perform on stage. And I'm so glad that Kevin got to see it because, again, it's one of those performances that you really have to, I hate to say it, see it to believe it. You can tell people how wonderful it is, but it's just, it really is an amazing offering. And the choirs constantly move. They're all in their... the young men are in tuxedos. The women are in long formal gowns. They carry candles, and they move from stage through the aisles, up through the balcony. It's a very dramatic but very moving performance.
It's not only beautiful to listen to, it's beautiful to watch.
Exactly.
It's really a spectacle.
It is.
And as
absolutely.
You say, it's hard to describe. And in fact, just playing this little... musical clip will hardly do it justice, but at least here's a little bit of an idea. This is Joseph Martin's arrangement of Comfort Ye My People. I don't know which of the choirs are involved in this particular tune, but there are six choirs get involved in Vespers: the University Choir, Chamber Chorale, University Women, Concert Choir, Millikan Men, and Women's Ensemble, under the direction of Ted Hess, Brad Holmes, and Guy Forbes. Or does he say Hesse?
It's Hesse. And actually, Brad Holmes is the director of the entire event, and then the individual directors of the different choirs.
So. This is from Vespers 2006 at Millikan University here on Live and Local. Choirs at Millikan University from Vespers of 2006, called Tidings of Great Joy. The song was Comfort You, My People, arranged by Joseph Martin. And Vespers 2012 will be on the 1st and 2nd of December at Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur. Four performances, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock each day. And you want to get your tickets early because they nearly always sell out nearly all of the performances.
They go on sale, single tickets, on November 1st.
November 1st. Correct. So you have to wait a while, I guess, on that. But you can get tickets for the Performing Arts Series.
You actually
right
can get
now.
Tickets for Vespers right now if it's within a package. We don't do a true package. It's more of an a la carte offering. So people can pick and choose from the Kirkland Series, School of Music, Theater, and make up their own package. So if you want to hear Vespers or want to make certain you have your tickets for Vespers now, you can certainly call the box office and buy a couple of other shows, and you've got them.
So that's an incentive to buy
a
couple of other
shows. People are very excited about that opportunity. So, but if you just want single tickets to Vespers only, it's November 1st.
Okay, fair enough. Jan Trauber is director of the Kirkland Fine Arts Center, so she would know how these things work. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9 as we preview Kirkland's coming season. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. The next Performing Arts Series event after the Holiday Jazz Program will be in February of 2013, and you've got some Zydeco music coming.
We do. On Saturday, February the 9th, 2013, we have Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. For anyone who hasn't experienced Zydeco, please come out and try it. It is probably one of the most entertaining. Just, it's fun. That's the only word I can think
of. Happy dancing.
It's
happy dancing music.
Happy dancing music, absolutely. Zydeco is really a roots genre. It's a combination of Creole and, you know, just New Orleans music. It's wonderful. And Terrence is one of the best. He's actually a Grammy winner for the best Zydeco recording in 2008. So with that said, it's, again, it's just a fun time. So actually we're toting this as an early Mardi Gras celebration. So we're going to have lots of bead throwing and a lot of fun, some dancing in the aisles. So hope people can join us for it.
Well, here's a sample. This is from Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience, their CD called Across the Parish Line. And the tune is You Should Know Your Way By Now.
From the Crescent City, from the bayou to the prairie, this is Creole country. You should know your country. Oh, from the Crescent City, across the bayou to the prairie, this is Creole country.
You Should Know Your Way By Now, Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience from their LP. This is actually from not an LP, it's a CD called Across the Parish Line. They will be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur as part of the coming performing arts series next February on the 9th at 7:30. Zydeco music on the prairie. It's fun stuff. I always get a kick out of that.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
And then you have some theatrical illusionists or something like that.
On Friday, February the 22nd, the Spencers Theater of Illusion will be joining us. And Kevin and his wife have been touring for quite a while, and they are just really a very exciting group. They're more than illusion. It's about spectacle, drama, danger, and personality. And they have one, they want the audience to be prepared and to experience the magic themselves, because the Spencers don't want them just to sit and watch. They want them to participate.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things that they do also that pulls the audience into the performance, which is always fun. The thing that I really like about the Spencers is we've worked with other illusionists who've been awesome, but many of them have taken their energy and put it into marketing and, you know, come in and give you this nice little package. This is what you need to do to market. Kevin has taken his energy and he puts it out in the community. He has two programs, one called Focus Pocus and one called The Healing of Magic. And he works with special needs people in these two programs, and also through art therapy, through cancer wards, through nursing homes.
So he'll be doing some of that in the community.
He will. I actually wrote a grant and was awarded a grant through the Arts Midwest organization. And we're going to be doing outreach with Macon Resources in Decatur, which is a program that they provide services to children and adults with disabilities.
Okay, so that's on February 22nd, the Spencers Theater of Illusion. We're going to skip the next musical act and do them right at the end. You have a dance company coming out of Chicago. This is a new name to me.
Thodos. Melissa Thodos is the director. Thodos Dance Chicago, and they are very excellent. American dance, contemporary dance troupe.
On April the 6th.
On April the 6th, Saturday at 7:30. They are going to be doing a Fosse piece. Bob Fosse. And also they're coming the week before and setting a piece with Millikan students, this dance.
Oh, so fantastic.
We're doing a lot of outreach on the campus community with master classes and opportunities such as this, which is very exciting for the Millikan students.
Sure. Well, you're part of the university. You might as well do it one.
Absolutely. That's why that's why we're there.
And then your other Broadway show, which is also the final show on the series, coming on May 11th of next year, called Broadway Today.
Right.
What's that about?
Well, it is basically a cabaret. Three Broadway performers will be coming, and they'll be performing just different offerings from many different Broadway performances. How they tote this is the only thing better than spending an evening at a current Broadway show is spending an evening with all of them. What could be better? So it's going to be fun. generally, we won't know the exact artists that will be coming until about probably 6 weeks before.
Wow.
So if people are interested, they are more than welcome to contact the box office or me at any time, and we'll have more information. But it is a very interesting opportunity to see a lot of wonderful talent.
What is the best email address, web address to go to find out about the
For Center? Kirkland, for the series, it's www.kirklandfineArts.com. For anything, School of Music, Theater Department, just go to Millikan, www.millikan.edu. And then it's very easy to get around on the website
and then you can
find the different departments and find out all the different offerings. But the box office sells tickets for everything.
And you can get to the Kirkland site, and the Kirkland site itself not only has the Performing Arts Series, but it does show everything else that's going on at
Correct.
The Kirkland Fine Arts
yes.
Center,
right.
which is a lot. You can get the brochure. I'm holding it in my hand. It's a really thick piece of merchandise here, and not really merchandise, that has all of the theater and art and music that's happening, and the complete schedule for the Millikan Decatur Symphony is on there as well. And so we've skipped over music. Because we're going to do it at the very end here, because I need to make a couple of other official announcements to say that you're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois, WYNL, a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, also with support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a selection of new arrivals, followed from 7 to 9 by the jazz sounds of Lamont Parsons and Friends. Details are on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. The other musical group, the final musical group happening on the Performing Arts Series, is an Irish group, actually from Scotland and Ireland, called Crackmore, C-R-A-I-C-M-O-R-E. They've been, this is a return appearance for
Correct.
Them.
Right.
At the
second
center.
Time they've been at Kirkland. Crack means fun, so they're more fun. They're an awesome group. They are deeply rooted in Scottish and Irish music. So I think Kevin's got a clip.
We do.
This is our St. Patrick's offering a week early. So Saturday, March the 9th, 2013 at 7:30.
Jan, thanks very much for telling us about the series.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoy it.
And best of luck as it goes on.
Thank you.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. This is Crackmore. The tune, a couple of tunes. We'll probably get the first one, Humors of Ballylochlin.